SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Les appareils analogiques font leur grand retour auprès de la génération la plus connectée et férue de technologie de tous les temps, la génération Z. Pourquoi la génération Z utilise-t-elle des technologies d'une époque qu'elle n'a pas connue ? Reportage de SBS News. Ashjain Sharif a 24 ans et utilise son téléphone comme un téléphone fixe. Il n'utilise pas les réseaux sociaux et écoute de la musique sur un iPod Nano. Il mène ce mode de vie depuis un an et demi.
At first, making significant changes to my relationship to different technologies was something I did out of curiosity, of wanting to know how different things could be. Then after maybe a month, it became like, wait, it's serious. Like this is kind of so good and I want to keep this up indefinitely. After about 6 months, it became just like how I lived. Like I didn't even think about it.
Ashjain Sharif a constaté une amélioration de ses capacités cognitives et de sa vie sociale, malgré le fait que de nombreux membres de sa génération dépendent des interactions en ligne. La génération Z est celle qui utilise le plus les réseaux sociaux, mais c'est aussi celle qui est la plus susceptible d'acheter un téléphone mobile basique.
The grass is greener on the side with real grass.
La génération Z est la première des générations nées avec le numérique. La plupart de ses membres ignorent à quoi ressemble un monde sans smartphone. Albert Malloy, 21 ans, est atteint du trouble déficit de l'attention avec ou sans hyperactivité, mais il pense que ses symptômes ont été aggravés par une dépendance au téléphone qui l'affecte depuis toujours.
I see people like my roommate. Her phone died the other day, and then she still went out of the house just without her phone. And I was like, how the f*** do you do that? Like, that's just such a foreign concept to me, not having your phone with you at all times. If I wasn't on social media during high school, and I wasn't trying to fit in and shape how people see me online compared to, like, in real life, if it wasn't such a prominent part of my youth, I think I'd be much better off and I wouldn't be so dependent on my phone.
Un rapport McKinsey de 2022 indiquait que la génération Z ne fait pas de distinction entre vie en ligne et vie hors ligne. Pour de nombreux natifs du numérique, les réseaux sociaux deviennent leur réalité, même si ce n'est pas toujours le cas. Julian Kachan, âgé de 21 ans, a adhéré à l'idéologie d'extrême droite dès l'âge de 10 ans.
It's very easy to listen to engaging online personalities and join groups that agree with you because you feel like you're part of a community, which is a nice feeling, especially when you're younger and you're feeling a bit ostracized maybe in your real life. So online, you join this group that people agree with you and you're part of a community. Even when they start talking about toxic or dangerous topics, you begin to rationalize that in your head.
Brittany Ferdinands est maître de conférences en médias numériques à l'Université de Sydney. Elle estime que les cultures algorithmiques ont piégé les individus en ligne.
So, echo chambers are one thing that are a byproduct of algorithmic cultures. And also, I guess it just gives us a real filtered idea of the world, particularly for young people who a lot of them receive their news and their world current affairs through social media. You can train your algorithm, but at the end of the day, the algorithm acts as a cultural intermediary.
Au cours de l'année écoulée, des tendances ont émergé qui détournent le fonctionnement des algorithmes. Parmi ces tendances, on peut citer le neutral, le minimalisme numérique et le concept de déconnexion chronique. Selon une enquête touristique de 2025-2026, plus de 76% des Australiens âgés de 18 à 25 ans ont envisagé une déconnexion numérique pendant l'été. Ben Smith, 24 ans, travaille dans un magasin de médias analogiques à Sydney. Il écoute de la musique sur CD.
I personally like to use CDs like in the car. It's always nice. Vinyl, I don't use as much, mostly because I'd spend my whole paycheck here if I did.
Il a constaté une évolution du profil de sa clientèle ces dernières années.
There's a lot of young people buying CDs, we've noticed. Sort of like high school age and like early uni. That's probably our main audience, really, and it's really nice to see, especially in this day and age.
Dr. Ferdinand a remarqué que ses étudiants commencent à adopter un mode de vie plus analogique.
Gen Z are so smart, they're so aware of world issues, they're so in tune to things that are well beyond their age, in my opinion. So I think that they've noticed the negative side effects of being online all the time, and they're taking matters into their own hand, and they're embracing it. You're so used to like instant gratification and instant, you know, exposure to things, and like now you're kind of like going towards the other end. Like you want to wait and you want patience and you want to develop your photos and like you want to have a laugh if a photo, you know, has your friend blinking or you're blinking in it. Like it's quite sweet. I think it's really, really wholesome.
Le désir d'interaction directe a également entraîné une augmentation du nombre de clubs sociaux. Dr. Ferdinand elle-même anime un club de lecture.
I do think that the reason why these social clubs are becoming so big in Sydney is because like we have digital fatigue. We are yearning to meet people and connect with people offline. And I think that that's the whole thing, right? Like people aren't just looking for community, but they're looking for connection that feels like intentional and embodied.
Mais la lassitude numérique ne signifie pas forcément que les jeunes souhaitent se déconnecter complètement. Ashjain Sharif estime que passer du temps hors ligne a amélioré sa relation avec le monde en ligne.
The internet is so much more than social media and the subscription economy, like streaming websites. I feel like over the past few years, I have come to find niches in the world wide or web that I really like. And it's like websites that remind you of when we were kids and say, like, if you'd had to learn HTML coding in, like, year 7 or 8 or something, and you were, like, kind of okay but kind of really bad at it, and you made this ugly-looking website. People still make those websites, and they make the coolest things ever. I found this website where someone teaches you how to code, like, a Java script that will turn anything you hover over into like hearts on any random website.
Ce reportage de Zoe Brock pour SBS News a été présenté par Jean-Noël Ducasse pour SBS French.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
A new SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.